This is the beginning of a routine flight of Army training planes. These cadets are learning fast and will soon be full-fledged flying members of the Army Air Corps. Any young man between the ages of 17 and 26 can enlist in the Army as an aviation cadet for training as a pilot, navigator, or bombardier. Here's a chance to get a ringside seat, or better still, a bird's eye view of the big fight. A chance to help the Army Air Forces throw a punch that'll knock Hitler and Tojo bow-legged.
I'm a goner, yes sirree, they'll be coming after me. Well, of all of my kin, I'm the blackest sheep, so you'd better bury me deep. Gone and bury me deep. Brother, I'm a sinner and now I know. Bury me deep, brother, so I won't have too far to go. Well, I lied and I stole and I've cheated too. Done every evil thing a man can do. A robber and a liar, he can get off cheap. But a killer, good Lord, you got to bury him deep. Bury me deep, brother, I'm a sinner and now I know. Bury me deep, brother, so I won't have too far to go. Woman, don't you carry on, find a good man when I'm gone. Ain't no use for you to wail and weep. We'll buy a black tombstone and bury me deep. Bury me deep, brother, I'm a sinner and now I know. Bury me deep, brother, so I won't have too far to go. Stack my bones in a little old heap and dig a big hole and bury me deep. Bury me deep.
Hey guys, welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And there's nothing I love more than counterculture. Even though biker culture is already in the outskirts of town, within that counterculture lies the often unknown group of colored bikers. Where Sonny Barger formed the Hells Angels, Toby Jean from East Oakland formed the Dragons. And the Dragons was a loosely knit all-black men's club. And the formation of the biker group stemmed from Toby Jean's older brother's role, who watched over the boys and kept them occupied so they'd stay out of trouble. And the beginning of African-American motorcycle culture started in World War II, where soldiers of color braved racism from both sides. And after the war, many African-American soldiers and veterans, primarily from the Air Force, would seek the thrill of flying their planes back home. But because of segregation, they were denied being pilots, so they went to the next best thing, which was motorcycles. Granted, it wasn't easy getting their hands on motorcycles, as several dealers would deny selling to non-whites. But when they could get their hands on a motorcycle, sometimes as cheap as $40, they would chop the piece of machinery to best suit the rider. And as I mentioned before, the East Oakland Dragons came together, worked with what they had, and proudly rode the streets on their custom rides. And despite what many may think, the Hells Angels, also formed in Oakland, and the Dragons actually got along. Toby Jean from the Dragons and Sonny from the Hells Angels actually befriended one another. The two had a common rival with local police, and the entire biker scene was being demonized by the media. And there's so much more to be said, but I'll stop here in the meantime. So here's this week's playlist. Enjoy, guys.
I've got nights. me are a stack of bills. Troubles, troubles, troubles. Troubles all the time. All I've got are troubles in now. For me, the sun won't shine. I've got nothing to live for and my future looks black. My gal went a-walking and she won't come back. Troubles, troubles, troubles. Troubles all the time. All I've got are troubles. For me, the sun won't shine. I've got eyes that keep crying and my tears fall like rain. I'm so blue and lonely, I'm just choked with pain. Troubles, 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 everybody. Troubles all the time. All I've got are troubles. For me, the sun won't shine. For me, the sun won't shine. For me, the sun won't shine. For me, the sun won't shine.
Now, baby, you know that I never did need you. You know that I never did care. And if you put your cotton picking arms around me, I'm gonna hit you with this rocking chair. You gave me pneumonia. Yes, you gave me pneumonia, baby. You know the love you gave me has grown so cold. I got pneumonia in my heart and soul. Never did love you. And if you take this heart away, oh baby, take this soul. Cause the shoe was your born. I'm gonna haunt you till you die and day. Cause you gave me pneumonia, baby. You gave me pneumonia, honey. Ah, the love you gave me has grown so cold. I got pneumonia in my heart and soul. To me, don't have to hear a word I say, cause I'm giving your secrets to all of the men, so they'll know how to stay away. Cause you gave me pneumonia. You know you gave me pneumonia, baby. Yes, the love you gave me has grown so cold. I got pneumonia in my heart and soul. The moon lights up the nighttime, sun lights up the skies. You won't be able to tell the difference, cause I'm a black in the both of your eyes. You gave me pneumonia, honey. Yes, you gave me pneumonia, baby. Yes, the love you gave me has grown so cold. I got pneumonia in my heart and soul.
so dangerous. You taught them how to lie. Your lips are dangerous. They have started a fire. But I'll go on loving you like a fool would do. Your lips are dangerous. Still I love you. Your lips are tragedy.
So, much like how the East Side Dragons were formed as a means of resistance due to exclusion, music has its own scenes forming due to that same kind of exclusion. And Boogaloo music is no exception. It exists because a meld of R&B, rock and roll, soul, and mambo came together. And the epicenter of all these different forms of music coming together took place in New York in the 50s and 60s. And this intermixing came from Puerto Ricans, Cubans, African Americans, and Latinx folk that came together with all different kinds of personal music taste. Then it was in the best interest for clubs to find a common ground for all these different scenes. So, Boogaloo came about because of this melting pot. But because I choose to be this nosy person, I dug a little deeper and found that scholars argue that Boogaloo originates from Bogalusa, Louisiana. And in Louisiana in the 60s, a group of African American men formed a group known as the Deacons for Defense and Justice to protect members of Congress of Racial Equality from the Ku Klux Klan. So the Deacons for Defense and Justice emerged as one of the first visible self-defense groups in the South and provided protection to the Black community in scenarios such as those who sought out to vote. And this group's advocacy to improve and protect their community actually inspired James Brown to tour the South on the Chitlin' Circuit. And I wanted to dive deeper into Boogaloo history, I really did, but I got distracted by the moniker Chitlin Circuit. So chitlins are soul food that are made of pig intestines, and so these clubs in the Deep South served soul food and chitlins from their kitchens. And in the African American community and in their press, these shows were called a one-nighter circuit or the theatrical circuit, so Chitlin Circuit was actually an informal name. And before I get carried away with any more history, here's the rest of the playlist. Enjoy, guys.
If I get lucky someday, we're gonna dance, we're gonna sing. If I get lucky someday, I'm gonna give you everything. If I get lucky someday, if I I get lucky someday. If I get lucky someday, we're gonna have a lot of fun. If I get lucky someday, then you and I will be as one. I said your name and my name are gonna be the same. If it doesn't happen, I won't be to blame. If I get lucky someday, if I get lucky someday.
Cross your mind. If you ever think about me, baby.
That's all for me this week, guys. And with everything that's going on, it can be tiring. So rest when needed, but come back to fight the good fight. And I really enjoy digging through history and highlighting these injustices and how these communities still find a way to make it work, using it as a reminder that we're resilient, we're strong, and we can come together to make a difference. And to those who have been relentlessly supportive and pushing me to do better, thank you. It really means the world to me. And before I go, I want to remind you that I'm on Twitter and Instagram if you want to research my sources or want clues to the next episode before it comes out. It's under Napalm Nanny and the Shack. So till next week, I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.